get stuck on us. Let's go. Yep. Hey, honey pots, and welcome to Gurdam Gungumang. Today we are on Mungunghwa.
Mungunghwa.
And it's still another lesson in our Sangjingmul.
Symbolic icons.
So now we are going to start with our key words, words and expressions. Mungunghwa.
Mungunghwa hibiscus circus.
Sangjinghada.
To represent, to symbolize.
Gotmal.
The language is flowers.
Yongwani.
Forever.
Pida.
To bloom.
Gode.
The ancient times.
Hanul.
Heaven, sky.
Guihage.
Preciously, highly.
Sengakada.
To think, consider.
Orejon.
A long time ago.
Myosahada.
To describe.
Honlebo.
Bridal wear, wedding clothes.
Suru notta.
To embroider.
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 Tasan.
Fertility.
Pungyo.
Affluence, richness.
Bilda.
To pray for.
Hyundai.
The modern times.
Sangjing.
Symbol.
Chare chapta.
To be established.
Eguga.
Eguga.
Nara munjang.
National emblem.
Gurja.
Letter.
Dohan.
In addition also.
Daetongdongsang.
Presidential award.
Gukhwewiwan.
Member of the National Assembly Representative.
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 Peji.
Badge.
Hwaeryong dweda.
To be used, applied.
Jaejonghada.
To establish.
All right, guys, those are your keywords and expressions. And now we will read the questions to you first so you have them in your head before we get to the Korean dialogue. 한국을 상징하는 곳은 무슨 곳입니까?
What is the flower that represents Korea?
Number two, 문궁화의 꽃말은 무엇입니까?
What does Mungunghwa mean in the language of flowers?
Okay, let's get to our passage.
Yep, which is the reading part.
문궁화는 한국은 상징하는 곳으로 꽃말은 영원히 피는 곳이라는 뜻이다. 한국 사람들은 고대부터 문궁화를 하는 아래에 곳으로 귀하게 생각했다. 중국에서도 오래전부터 한국은 문궁화의 나라라고 묘사했다. 조선시대에는 홀레복에 문궁화수를 놓아서 타산과 풍요를 빌었다. 이렇게 오랫동안 사랑을 받던 문궁화는 현대에 와서 한국의 상징으로 자리 잡았다. 나라의 문궁한 발전과 번영을 기원하는 한국인의 마음을 잘 나타내는 곳이기 때문이다. 애국가에도 문궁화가 나오고 나라 문장에도 대한민국이라는 글자와 함께 문궁화가 그려져 있다. 또한 대통령산 국회의원 배지에도 문궁화가 활용되고 있다. 그리고 8월 8일은 문궁화의 날로 제정하여 문궁화를 기념하도록 했다.
문궁화, hibiscus circus, is the flower that represents Korea, and in the language of flowers, It means a flower that blooms forever. Since the ancient times, Koreans have treasured Mungunghwa as the flower of heaven. China has described Korea as the country of Mungunghwa for a long time. During the era of Joseon Dynasty Mungunghwa was embroidered on bridal wear, praying for fertility and affluence. Thus loved for a long time, Mungunghwa was established as a symbol of Korea in the modern times because the flower well shows the hearts of Koreans that pray for infinite development and prosperity of the country. Mungunghwa appears in Aegukka and Korea's national emblem, and also portrays the flower with letters that say, "The Republic of Korea." Mungunghwa is also applied in presidential awards and the badge for the members of the National Assembly. Additionally, August 8th is established as Mungunghwa Day to celebrate the flower.
How wonderful! So let's get to our Supergirl quiz time!
Yep! Supergirl quiz!
Alright, so what is our question again? Our first question is, 한국을 상징하는 곳은 무슨 곳입니까?
What is the flower that represents Korea?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
And the answer is Mungunghwa.
Mungunghwa is the answer. Woo-hoo!
To everyone who got it right, congratulations.
Congratulations, awesome honey pots. Number 2. Mungunghwa의 꽃말은 무엇입니다?
What does Mungunghwa mean in the language of flowers?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
And the answer is,
it means
a flower that blooms forever.
Woo! A flower that blooms forever. So, honey pots, if you got that right, you were listening well. And you're learning Korean quite well.
Yep.
So, with that, guys, Gurjam Rin out.
Gurjam Lily out.
See you on the next one.
Annyeong! I'll see you next time, Honey Pots!
Hey, Honey Pots, thanks for listening. If you're on YouTube, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Also, you can catch the buzz anywhere as we are on your favorite podcast sites as well. Catch you on the next one!